Welcome to Amber Down! Number one sports betting show coming up by Matt Feely, Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tone Dears.
Hot baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Why?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Zaya. Brucey Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude? How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Glad you're great. Otter, how are we?
Tony, it's NBA playoffs, dude. Baby. What do you mean? I'm doing great.
Had a baby Ross.
Thank baby Braun. Had a baby Reeves. AR-15. Let's go.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. This is Hammer Down. We talk sports betting. We were off Friday for Frank Nicholas Maraldo's wedding. It's a good wedding. It's a good weekend of sports. We're back at it. Okay.
Hell
NBA
yeah.
Playoffs have started.
Oh yeah.
They've been a fucking banger.
They are fucking awesome.
I remember going, Warriors, Sacramento, that's a close game. That was Saturday night.
Yes. I do believe I was the only person at the bar that actually watched the end of the game.
No one was looking at the TV.
I was kind of doing the half look at the TV, but like people were getting on the bar and I was like kind of, really, I was looking at the TV.
76ers took care of business. I think that series is, that one's done.
Yeah. The problem is the Nets have no center, and against the Sixers, you're going to have to bring one along.
Celtics took care of business. Knicks?
Yeah, Knicks grinded out a big win.
They did.
Yeah.
Go 1-0.
Get start, Bruce. The
Warriors-Kings game was real good.
Oh, yeah.
Was real fun. We got that tonight. And then yesterday, Lakers-Grizz was close until fucking Reeves he took over.
Well, and Hiruchimama, fucking dog, 28.
It's Rui Hachimura.
I know, but guess what? I have a nickname for him, Tony.
What is it?
Hiruchimama. And he's a fucking dog. He had 28 points.
I don't think just saying somebody's name wrong is a nickname.
That's not.
No, he said.
I've said his name before.
Hoochimama. AD was getting blocks, fucking playing defense.
AD really recovered fast from not being able to feel his arm.
He did.
Hey, dude, it's called a stinger.
Yeah, he's a fucking dog.
He's a dog, dude. He plays through everything.
And I am actually worried about Jaw's hand, which is it's good for me, but bad for the league in general.
That was actually
I
want well
to see
said.
A healthy Jaw.
I'm proud of you.
Well, see, I was listening to the game on the radio, and I didn't get to see it, and then I saw a clip of it, and then I was like,
it was
"Oh
gross.
Shit!"
Yeah, it was great.
So I was really worried.
Like, why are we still replaying?
And then they zoomed in. I get a hand injury, whatever. You could show it the one time, and we'd be like, "Oh, okay, so he definitely did hurt it." But they did zoom in and show it a couple times. But that's fine. Yeah, you're going to need Jaw, I believe, too. He's dynamic.
I mean, yeah, it's just in the playoffs, I get it. Like, you can say everything you want about the Grizzlies being better with Jaw and, like, all the stats and stuff. They are really good without him. Trey Jones. Jeez.
What?
Trey Jones. Sorry, I'm thinking of his brother and him at the same time. He is very good. He's definitely a capable point guard. He'd probably be a starter for most teams. But, I mean, it's Jaw fucking Morant, dude. You need him to be in the playoffs.
Yeah. He beat the Bucks. Obviously, Giannis's injury. But if he is able to come back and play, I think it's good for them. That fucking Chris Middleton scoring 30 now that he's back and playing fucking full games. I don't know. Jimmy's going to get one.
I also think, like, kind of in defense of the whole LeBron thing, like, is Giannis a little soft?
Is Giannis a little soft?
Giannis?
Yeah.
What, in defense of who? What?
I feel like if LeBron played 10 minutes with a back thing.
Oh, well, it depends. I mean, it's happened.
I mean, LeBron's also 38.
True.
We don't know that. Well, Shams didn't do LeBron any fucking favors when he said he might have to take a couple Advil.
He might.
Okay, Shams, I mean, he's
38,
we all,
bro. Yeah. Like, why are we hating on LeBron?
You're not taking a couple Advil every day.
Bro, why are we hating on LeBron for having 20 points?
No, we're not talking about LeBron. We're talking about Giannis.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
Giannis.
Yeah, he's like, Giannis might have to take a couple Advil. Yeah, So do we, okay?
Yeah, seriously.
Fucking roll out of bed. That's the routine.
Fucking Kawhi played out of his mind.
That was awesome.
Russ fucking did rebound, assist, play defense, yell at a fan.
What I am really worried about is if the Clippers have a Kawhi Leonard run, like the one we saw in 2019, yes. I think,
yeah.
This will be an exciting playoff.
KD does need to get past the, hey, I just got here thing that he's doing and shoot the ball fucking 20 times.
Is that
the Clippers didn't do that thing that they always do in the last 5 minutes of a game either, where they just give the ball to Kawhi and stands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Them stopping that is that's pretty huge.
It's huge. I think Russ is a big part of breaking that up.
To give Russ his flowers, and I should do this, he did play very, very, very fucking well around all around game. But I mean, dude, don't take 20 fucking shots if you're missing all those. Like, just keep going, keep doing what you were doing. Like, you were getting to the foul line, you were dishing the ball out, you were looking good, you're playing good defense. Keep doing that, dude.
I tend to agree with you actually on that one.
I mean, that's the reason
why you get mad. You gotta shoot your way out of it, dude. Get your shots up.
I mean, for 4 years, you don't shoot your way out of a slump.
And then, I mean, the Nuggets, if they get Jamal Murray like he was his last time he was in the playoffs and with fucking Jokic.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Jokic is.
What do you mean doesn't matter?
Nuggets will never get there, dude. Like, they're just never gonna get over the hump, dude. They are who they are.
I hope they do. I like them as a team.
So do I.
Yeah, I've liked them for a lot of years. They're just, I guess the West is wide open, so they could get there this year. Like, if the Clippers take care of the Suns, then that changes everything.
I'm very excited to see how the Warriors respond to Nolan White.
I normally would trust them.
Yeah. Well, it's like you've seen the, you know, it's almost like a rerun of a movie that you used to watch where they lose the first game, split, and then get home and get rocking.
Steve Kerr was like a lot less pissed after he watched the film. I saw an interview with him. I mean, I assume they'll get it right, but that was fucking, they haven't been good on the road yet this year. So
No,
and that Kings team is honestly one of the most underrated in the NBA via the books and just like media wise. Like,
it's just because they're the Kings.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they've always been the Kings, and last year they weren't really that good, and then they really only added fucking like Malik Monk, which he's dog. And
Kevin Herter is like sneaky, because like everyone's like, oh yeah, Kevin Herter, oh who cares? The guy's automatic from three.
Yeah,
and great on defense.
He was always a first basket fit. The beard looks real dark on this camera.
Yours?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Did he dye it?
showing Gumpy up on a Monday.
Good luck. I might dye mine.
No, we all went to the hair place before Nick's wedding. I said, fucking throw some fucking dye in there.
Yep. Get me full rip.
We getting married today or what?
Full rip right now.
I was wondering why your beard looks so good at the wedding.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, fucking dyed it.
Oh, yeah.
golf was sweet this weekend. Fitzpatrick, Spieth. There was a lot of, like, Scoot was up there for a little bit this weekend. It was a good leaderboard.
I got to get back to, you know, a little bit more, like, less information, more just like, eh, I think Matt Fitzpatrick's going to win, because once you get away from it, you lose yourself in golf.
I thought it was going to be Cantlay this week. He was up there for a little bit, and then he wasn't. He had that fucking ball on the wood.
Yep. Hey, Ben Griffin was top 10. I do.
Yeah, believe. He was right there Saturday. Yeah. Died off about halfway. Fucking
Brucey Bruce was ready.
Yeah.
He was ready.
Yeah.
Ben Griffin's ticket was lost. Yep.
The 200 to win 40 grand ticket's worth it if you finish top 10.
You know, this week, it's a team event. We'll probably just feel the gut here.
The Zurich.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually a cool course.
What's the team event mean?
It's
like partners. Best ball to two guys.
So like Sung J.M. is playing with Keith Mitchell.
So what's the difference between best ball and like when we play a scramble?
So best ball is each golfer plays their ball. And when
just one like guy if a gets guy birdies, you pick up the guy's par putt because it doesn't matter.
If one guy gets four and one guy gets a five, you take the four for the score.
Yeah.
Okay. Compared
when we scramble, you're playing everyone's best shot.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's golf.
And then Sunday singles. They mix it up. It's awesome. It's not actually that sick, but
some rain out today in baseball. Let's get into it. Baseball's still been fucking fun. Still been good. I had two picks on the rain out today. I was gonna go I was gonna go with the Indians. And by Indians, I mean Guardians.
Whoa! No, you're talking about the AAA team here, dude. You're talking about
Guardians. And I was going to go with the Phillies, but that's postponed. I'm hoping that I get same pitchers tomorrow, and we go for that. Do you take anything in the Angels and Patriots Day Boston game?
Yeah, I always take Red Sox on Patriots Day.
Hey, who's hitting a bomb for the Sox today?
It's already
damn it.
Bottom of the eighth.
Yeah.
Patriots
Day. All right.
I mean, they won three straight against the Angels. They're getting their pitching back, which is huge.
Yeah, they were back to 500 before today. That's fine.
Yeah, Christian Arroyo can't hit the broadside of a barn, so might need to figure something out at two bag there, but we'll see.
All right, let's get into – how was footy this weekend?
I mean, MLS is – we are fucking in our bag in MLS. I was checking it out because I was like, MLS has been absurd because I don't usually dive in. Let me see here. I had it up. It was 6-2 this weekend, obviously, LAFC, El Tráfico.
Hell yeah.
Never a doubt. Where is
it? Fucking go, boys!
3-2, actually. LA Galaxy came back at the end. MLS this year, 42-20-5, plus 18.
Is that good?
There's already been that many games?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, MLS 12 games every Saturday.
Yeah, Gump picks every single game.
I've already got it ready for this weekend, dude. These lines are fucking insane.
All right. Let's go tonight. San Francisco's at Miami. Logan Webb goes against Jesus Lizardo. I may be crazy, but I believe in Jesus Lizardo, so I will be taking the Marlins' first five money line.
I really want to believe that Webb will figure it out, but it hasn't been pretty, and he's usually better at home, so I'm sitting out this one.
Okay. Tampa's at Cincy. Jalen Beeks goes against Hunter Green. Beeks is a opener, I believe. He goes one or two innings. Hunter Green, he's got the fast stuff. Tampa lost to a couple over the weekend.
Thank God.
Are they bad now? I don't know, but I'll stay away.
Bounced back yesterday with McClanahan on the bump. I see the Rays money line first five minus 140. Give me that, please.
Bruce, that feels like it. Are you taking?
I'm sitting that one out. I'm gonna warm back into the Rays. You know, haven't been watching ball over the weekend.
So. Okay.
Bit of panic in Toronto with Manoa.
No way.
Oh. Really? Yeah.
Hate to see it.
What a shame, Gumpy. What are we gonna do without Manoa?
DeGrom's laying $2. Anyone taking him in anyway?
No, he hasn't been great, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna sit back.
I did see Heaney. What, did he pitch a perfect game this weekend?
Guy's on fire. Dude,
the Rangers kind of went into Houston and gave him the business.
Yeah. Arizona's got Merrill Kelly going against St. Louis and Jack Flaherty. I'm gonna go Cardinals full game money line because their bullpen's been better than Arizona.
Merrill Kelly's been good, huh?
He hasn't been bad, but Flaherty.
And you don't got to tell me twice to bet Jack Flaherty.
But I will tell you, the Cards just came off of a hard fought series against the Buccos, so good luck. But I'm on them.
Good luck.
No play for me. I was between this one and the other minus 142 on the board, which I will be taking.
Okay. What's that?
You got one more game and then we're there.
Okay. Just look for the 142 on the board to find it.
Yeah, you'll see it.
Well, I'm going by the here Toronto at Houston. Speaking of Blue Jays pitchers, I do like Gossman, and I am going to take him here in this spot. I'm taking Toronto first five money line minus 120.
I can't turn down the Strohs getting a half at home, first five. Can't do it.
Yeah, I'm with Gump. I'm splitting my units in half, though, and going Astros first five plus a half, and then also on the full game plus 1.5.
Okay.
Minus 160.
I don't hate that, but I am on the other side.
I heard you.
Big Dick Hill is on the fucking mound in the mountains against Kyle Freeland. I hate to do this, but I will be taking the Rockies first five money line.
Yeah, I mean, Freeland's got a .96. Give me the Rockies first five money line.
How are the Rockies at home this year?
Always the Rockies at home.
Come on, they're the Rockies at home.
Let's fucking go.
They got it down to a science. They're moneyballing that altitude out there.
They are 5-11, so they might not have been that great.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but they had the Cardinals in town.
We'll figure it out.
Tough series.
We'll figure it out, okay?
talking like they're world beaters at 5-11.
That was a genuine question.
Come on.
They got a pitching edge in there at home.
Kyle Freeland's a
stat, we said, come on, they're the Rockies at home. What do you mean?
Yeah, come on.
Come on, dude. Last year they were really good at home.
I know.
It's probably 32 degrees there right now.
Oh, God.
Or could it be beautiful?
Actually, yeah. There's most times Denver's nicer.
Listen, yeah, they're 5-11, okay? But they're 3-4 at home, so, okay? Better at home.
You're fucking cooking.
Buccos are 6-4 on the road, though. That's a good ball club.
Yeah, okay? You know what? I might fucking bail on this
thing. No!
No! We're not bailing on shit!
Bay gonna just slaughter one into the fucking Rockies?
J-Bay is a dope.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
You want to talk about a game with poop pitching, Cubs in Oakland.
What's wrong with Wisniewski?
Wisniewski has not been pitching well.
I was high on Wisniewski
coming into the year, but he has disappointed me. I'm out. I'm not like him.
Yeah, I'm good.
Flexin' Day!
Flexin' Day!
I'll be on Milwaukee first 5 money.
That's fucked up!
This fucking guy, give me the Mariners first 5+.
You're riding with your dog.
Has Burnsy figured it out yet?
Burnsy did figure it out last game.
Fuck it. Give me Flexin' full game plus 1.5.
Wow. Yeah, let's go. I'm taking Gump's bet. Flexin' Day plus 0.5 first half. Let's go. Sorry, Tony, but you're gonna lose.
Corbo's first start where he gave up 4 earned runs and then he gave up 6 earned runs. He did have an 8-inning, 3-hit, no earned run game.
Yep.
So maybe. Who knows?
Yep.
We'll see.
I hope this isn't our last Flexin' Day, but also Mayday.
What the fuck?
This guy's jumping games here?
What? I'm just excited. What game I skip? Padres, Braves?
Yeah. Jeez.
We can do them. We can do them all.
Wait, which one? What happened?
We got Max Fried and the Braves jumping to fucking Mayday.
Would you take it easy? We got Max Fried, who...
I'm just excited that it's Flexin' Day and Mayday at the same time.
Max Fried's a dog. And he did have a really good first start before he got hurt, but it is his first start since he got hurt. And Ryan Weathers has been pretty good, too, so I'll be staying away.
Give me Max Fried and the Braves first 5 money line.
I understand it.
Give me the Dads plus 1.5 full game.
Okay.
Some real concerns about Soto in San Diego right now.
Okay. Yeah. What was he, 2-for-15?
Let's get to...
I mean, Tatis has fucking 6 home runs in 1 game. Right? In 5 games.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mets are at the Dodgers. It is May Day.
It is
May Day! May Day! May Day!
May Day, May Day.
But May Day is going to be a stay-away day for me, and I'll tell you why. I know it's early in the season. I know there's limited at-bats, but the Dodgers are last in the league versus left-handed pitchers, which Davey Peterson happens to be. So I let May do his thing. Obviously, I got his Cy Young ticket in my pocket, but I'm going to stay away. Maybe I'll fucking go no-run first inning. You know what? Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Dodgers first 5 money line. Give it to me.
Yeah, give me the Dodgers. Give me the Dodgers first 5.
I want the Dodgers any way I can get them.
Give me the Dodgers laying 1.5.
And actually, I'm gonna take my Flexin' Day bet, and I'm parlaying that with the Dodgers first half money line plus 164 to Brucey's May and Flexin' Day.
You crazy.
Brucey May.
Brucey May, baby.
Flexin'
Day. Brucey May Day.
Flexin' Day. Flexin' Day.
Okay. Now we're done, Bruce.
Yeah, I wasn't rushing, dude. I was just fucking fired up.
Seems like you were rushing.
Jeez.
Seems like you didn't want to give any respects to the Braves and the Dads.
Hey, yeah, which is a good fucking ball game.
You know what
good
I like tonight, game. Tony? Steph Curry 30+ and the Warriors to win.
All right.
Ooh, jeez.
See, now I'm jumping ahead.
Steph Curry 30 and the Warriors to win.
Ooh, if one happens, the other one probably will.
You know what Boos hit this weekend? Those three guys that hit the cut, make the cut.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch that shit.
Also, what's his name didn't make the cut?
Homa?
Max Homa.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like Max Homa's...
Here comes Bruce. His West Coast run is done.
No, the whole... Is Max Homa in the top three best golfers in the world? I think that
people were
conversation
saying that.
Has subsided. Yes, for a hot second there, they were.
Okay. Nice. Before, let's get into
basketball. At the Genesis.
Let's do basketball right now.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
There is a boost. Will Embiid and Steph Curry combined for 60. I know you like the Steph 30 and Warriors to win. Do you like him beat to get another 30 or
40? I do enjoy that because I think there's a chance Steph drops a nice little 45-piece nugget.
Okay. Well, then we're going to fucking take that boost then.
And then, Tony, if I could also switch to the same game but different player, I think James Harden also. His over-under was at 20.5. I think that's way too low for James Harden in this series just because I think they're going to run them out of the fucking gates. And they're probably going to throw everything at Embiid really fast, like just try and focus on stopping him. And then Harden will just have 20 points in like probably first quarter.
The line on this game is 10. Anybody? I mean, it was 20 in the first game. Anybody?
It was 8.5 the first game. And I thought it was. I thought it was a little high, and then I was like, "Fuck!"
And didn't Bridges score 30 in the first game? Like, is that gonna happen again?
I mean, Bridges does get his fair share of buckets, my friend.
Are you gonna take anything in that one?
No.
And then in the other one, Warriors are -2 now at Sacramento. I'm just gonna watch tonight. I don't feel comfortable with either.
Let's light the fucking beam, boys. Give me the Kings +2.
Wow. Yeah, I'm right there.
Warriors have been shit on the road all year. True. Now they're going to show up tonight and win.
It's true. No, I hear you.
No,
give me the Kings.
Playoffs are a different animal in basketball, and I understand the Warriors have done it. They've done it. They've done it. The Sacramento Kings are fucking fired up. It's their fucking series. Let's fucking go, Sacramento, at home +2. Yeah, let's go. Come on.
With a loss tonight, that would be the first time in team history that the Warriors have gone down 2-0 with both Klay Thompson and Steph Curry on the court.
Damn.
That's a good stat.
There you have it, folks.
They've played a lot of fucking playoffs.
So, would they be cold if that happened to them?
Ooh, I don't know. Ice, baby. Playoff time, ladies and gentlemen. Nikki Skates.
Thank you,
married
Bruce.
Married man.
Here we go. The time has come, boys. It's time.
Woo! Congrats, Nick.
It's time.
Congrats, Nick.
Woo! It's a battle.
And now we do have playoff hockey. Woo!
It's time to fight. It's time to scrap. All for the opportunity to dance.
Drop the Lordo. Puck!
Jesus Christ, Carmine. Fucking puck's going to drop in 30
good
minutes.
Good slate tonight.
Good slate. Yeah. Obviously, it's the fucking playoffs. I like a few games. Let's say we roll through them.
Let's do it.
Let's start in the land of 20,000 screaming caniacs, brother.
This is where they make their bread. This is where those caniacs show up and they fucking pour their hearts out through their throats onto the ice.
Is Hulkster fucking ringing the fucking horn?
Why would Hulkster ring the horn?
Because 20,000 screaming caniacs is why, brother.
Is it Bill Cowher?
It's not Bill Cowher.
Brother.
Who it? We'll find out.
Maybe it's Mike Tom.
You look up who's sounding the siren because that does matter. I know Antti Raanta is getting the start for Carolina tonight. He's had a great year, 19-3-3 on the season. However, you guys know I love the Caniacs. You know I love them with all my heart.
Holy shit.
What the fuck is this?
If there's one game that the Islanders could sneak in here and steal,
ew,
it's going to be game one. Ilya Sorokin is a dog. The Islanders been playing playoff
you're
hockey for about
Isles?
2 months now.
Turn it off.
Game one, just for game one, I'm taking the Isles.
Give me the fucking
upset special.
Give me the Caniacs tonight.
Give me the fucking Caniacs, brother.
Especially, I found out who's ringing the bell. Okay,
that may sway me. Who is it?
Fucking NC State basketball player DJ Burns and Duke head coach Mike Elko.
That doesn't do it for me. That's not going to get the Caniacs buzzing. Give me the Isles.
Mike
hammer the Isles now.
Are you sure you got the wrong date on that, Tony?
No, I got the right.
Oh, that can't be game.
This is the first playoff game.
But the comments underneath are pumped. Sure.
There's a couple marks who are going to comment and say they're pumped up.
Are they hometown heroes?
Yeah, well, fucking sounds like DJ Burns.
Fucking Mo Salah is fucking burying Leeds United.
Mike
right
Elko
now.
Did lead the Duke Blue Devils to a great football season. But
Wait, they have Duke's football fucking coach doing this?
That's what I just said.
You think, Zach Parise is fucking shaking in his pants when he looks up there and sees who?
Fucking DJ Burns and Mike
ringing the siren. Islanders, they're lucky to be in. Drop the puck.
Exactly. They're going to play loosey-goosey.
But I do like
that. Fucking Rod the Bod's going to have the boys buzzing. Caniacs by a million.
On the Caniacs.
I like the Canes to win the series.
Nick's on the Isles.
I like the Isles for game one.
So gambling-wise, if you are like Nick, then you'll fucking let the Isles win game one, and then you'll fucking bet the Hurricanes on the
game two.
The series price.
Yep, much better odds.
And then, yeah, you'll be good. Panthers do go into the Boston Bruins, the highest win total all time. Boston Bruins, who do they have the stomach bug? Are they a little under the weather with a tummy ache?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a mistake. We'll see to do this, but I feel like the Bees have done it all year. They've been consistent from start to finish. They never really had a period of letdown. Mm-hmm. They never really looked like they were in danger at any time. Now, you could say, okay, when they face adversity in the playoffs, will they crumble? All these guys, like pretty much every one of their core players has done this before. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have won cups. I don't think they have anything to sweat, especially game one here in Beantown. Give me the Bruins puck line.
All on Patriots Day?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, nothing would make me
now,
sad.
Now, granted, the Red Sox got shelled today on Patriots Day.
Yeah, nothing would make
me sad. We're still fighting.
But give me the Bruins puck
line. I saw a lot of shirtless dudes that were at Fenway. They're going to be at the game tonight. That barn's going to be buzzing. I don't want to lay the $2, but
that's why I'm doing the puck line.
Okay. Might find me weird to see what side I'm on with the Wild and Stars.
Tony.
I don't think it's weird at all. I think it's the side you've been riding all year. And I'll tell you what, when I looked at this matchup, I said, boy, I told Gump I was going to be a Texas hockey guy with under these playoffs, but this is a tough series to pick.
What I'm saying is everyone thought I'd be going with the Wild here. I'm not. Give me Texas hockey money.
Whoa!
They're just the much hotter team coming into this one.
It's weird to say I trust Otter more than I trust Gustafson or Fleury, whoever they throw out there.
Fleury?
Yeah. So give me Otter. Give me the Stars. Take game one. Come on, Gump. Don't fuck this series up. Don't drag this thing out. Let's get it over with.
Fucking greatest hype video of all time this morning.
What? Was Madonna in it?
Fucking all the lads as kids. It was unbelievable.
And then the nightcap, we got Kings and Oilers. Oilers are $2 favorites. So they're 9-0-1 in their last 10, I believe. So
they are as hot as hot can be. This is a tough series, though. This is the toughest one to pick out of maybe all the first-round matchups. Gumpy and I have been saying, watch out for these Oilers. They're getting hot at the right time. Ever since they made the moves at the deadline, they hit the right switches. They figured everything out. They're doing it. Stu's skin has looked unbelievable. The Kings have been a little bit of thorn in the Oilers' side this season. They got a couple wins over them early. Oilers come back. I was going to sit this first game out and see where this goes. I'm very interested to see how the Oilers handle it. A little bit of pressure on them now after the season they've had, after the season Connor McDavid's had, after the season Dreisaitl's had. Ryan Nugent Hopkins hit 100 points. That's pretty unbelievable to have three guys with 100 points in this era here. I don't know how I feel about Korpisalo going for the Kings in the playoffs, so I want to ride this out. I want to see how the Oilers started off.
Okay. Gumpy?
Throw Oilers and Bruins into a moneyline parlay. Plus 120. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
I like it a lot. Texas hockey, make it 4-1, brother. Woo!
Woo! I feel good about it.
I think so.
It's a great time of year. We're in playoffs.
I'm fucking jacked up, dude.
It's the best time of the fucking
year.
Other than the fall, this is the best time of the year.
I'm being greedy here, but like, why are the Knicks and Rangers playing simultaneously tomorrow night?
That is tough for you.
That's just a
But, you know, Bruce, riches. Enjoy it. You know, you're not used to this. Enjoy no, this not. Embarrassment of riches, because this doesn't happen very often for you, New York Fox. You guys usually are all in on one team at this time of year. Yeah, it's usually the Yankees.
We're usually in our button downs rooting for the Rangers this time of year.
Well, the Yankees.
Yeah, well, just started being.
Bruce, be happy that they're both playing in the same fucking arena. You can't have them every single night.
The Yankees are on tomorrow, too, at that same time. But don't worry, Clark Schmidt's on the mound, so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
we might be skipping that one, though.
Good luck, boys.
Hey, good luck. Congratulations.
Congrats, Nick.
Thank you, boys.
You made it to the playoffs.
Hell yeah.
It's been a long season.
Hell of a season, Nick.
Oh, and
the best wedding gift a guy could ask for. Ron Hextall, his head fired. Was on a spike on Friday.
Fired. Ha-ha!
Fired.
Boom.
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 Fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Fired.
That's a wedding gift, and you're fired.
Yeah, you're fired.
Yeah. Hey, it's Nicky.
Oh, wait, Nick. Wedding. Rosie! She's coming.
Please, please turn on that microphone, please. There is a boost that...
Oh, I looked earlier. I didn't see one.
Gompy's going to love it, okay?
Yes. How many shots?
It's fucking... Mikal Bridges, 25-plus points for the Nets. Jacob DeGrom, 7-plus strikeouts, okay? And Connor McDavid, 1-plus goal score tonight.
Yes. I don't know about the other two legs, but...
we needed you for that
McJesus
leg.
Jesus is going to
pull. That is so gross.
DeGrom dude. Could get 7 in his sleep, okay?
Yeah, he could also get 6 in his sleep and get pulled.
That ain't happen.
Like 5?
We getting Bridges 25 tonight or what?
Yeah, I am.
Plus 400, put me down.
For plus 400, I'd rather just bet on McJesus for 2.
Yeah. That it, also, it's like his over-under is probably 23.5.
Oh.
Bridges.
Oh.
So you're like laying 2.
That is the, like, who else is going to score on that fucking team?
Nobody. That's who. Play a point.
Bridges will.
Bridges, and, no, and Bridges is over, yeah, over under 26.5.
McJesus okay. to score 2+ is plus 520.
Yeah, but what if he dishes out a couple apples?
Don't care.
I'm taking it.
A few apples fall off the tree.
You know why? Because it's a multi-sport boost, and I'm a sucker for him. I wish that was McDavid to get 18 shots, okay?
Shots, explosives.
Okay.
What we need tomorrow is the Leafs to go down 1-0 to Lightning, because that's just
all time.
The world will be fucking falling once again.
Go Bolts.
Did we any foot? Do we chomps? Got chomps?
Yeah, put me down. Real Madrid at plus money at Chelsea. Chelsea is terrible. Real Madrid very good. Real Madrid money line or draw no bet is minus 130. Take your pick.
Up 2-0 in the aggregate, eh?
Yep, that's why maybe draw no bet's the better one. But I think if Chelsea tries to push, Real Madrid will just get them on the. Lampard's not pulling anything for those lads.
Gotcha. Is Napoli getting red at home?
Does fucking AC Milan beat Napoli 3 times in like a month?
It's like the old Barca days.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think Napoli figures it out. Give me Napoli money line against
AC. Okay.
Let's go.
Hell yeah. Stick taps for Napoli.
Do we miss anything there?
I don't think so.
I think that's all we got, all we need.
Should have had a Bryce Young ticket.
I threw one.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we should talk. Wait, thank you.
I'm warming up to the old Will Anderson numero dos ticket.
Okay. I'm about to throw that.
So let's talk NFL draft. Sorry, that was on my list and I fucking forgot. There was a lot of movement today. Whoa, Jesus Christ. So Bryce Young was minus 400 this morning to go number 1 overall. It's jumped to 1,000 at one point, and then it went back down to 600 for a second, and then 750, and now it's at minus 1,350 for Bryce Young, number 1 overall. So if you think that this is all smoke screens and stuff like that, lay on Stroud right now, plus 900. I don't know. I don't know if this is all bullshit coming out or not, but...
It's all over.
And now...
You know what I don't hate?
Whoa!
Number 2 overall, Will Anderson is now the favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know wait, what I don't hate?
When did that fucking switch?
CJ Stroud to go 4 is plus 700.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
I love that.
Who are you penciling in at 3?
Dude, I like Anthony Richardson.
So I think I don't know what the Cardinals do. Will someone trade up to get Stroud?
I mean, let's look at this for a second. Stroud is not the favorite to go 1. He is not the favorite to go 2. He is not the favorite to go 3. He is not the favorite to go 4.
7-1 to go 4.
Right. He's not the favorite to go 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. When do they think?
So
there's value somewhere.
Here's where there is value. You can go to the 3rd pick. That's going to be a really big one for him and Anthony Richardson. Yeah. And then
how is Richardson favored to go before him?
I don't know.
Dude, I don't know.
Because they think, because his odds at two, yeah, okay.
But also, yeah, like I think they still feel like he has more, what's it called, liability for him on two. But I think Anthony Richardson is really high on a lot of people's boards just from what's been coming out, just like media
stuff,
meetings and everything.
You can't pass on. We're doing this again. We're doing the fucking. This is what happened with Justin Fields.
No, I mean, I've said this. I think C.J. Stroud's been the best player in college football the last 2 years. But now we're seeing Jalen Hurts get all this money. Anthony Richardson has he has actually developed as a passer his 3 years at Florida. Like, I don't know. I do like it. I think him going three.
Fascinating.
I love it. It's so best. Fun.
It's the best.
But someone could fall in love with either of those two and trade up to three, jump the Colts.
The best is going to bed and watching all the highlights of the guys that the Giants drafted. You guys do that?
Yeah, yeah. That's your you find your, like, sixth round pick, and you were like, oh, yeah, this dude's going to be a
like
dog.
Just, like, I was just watching Wandell Robinson highlights until 2
that happens,
morning.
But it also
it'd be better to watch that than all the Giants who are refusing to show up to camp.
You don't do the, like, you don't go look at a mock draft right now of who they got for the Giants and go watch highlights now? Or you wait till they're drafted?
Like, the Wandell Robinson, you know, you're not, like yeah. more of those guys, second day guys.
JSN is now the favorite to go -250 at wide receiver. Could have got good value on him.
On him at like 120
that was kind of crazy how we were hyping up the other people.
Who, like,
Not us. I'm not saying we were, but just the world was like Jordan Addison's better than
PFF
JSN.
With the Quentin Johnson stuff.
You didn't see him
fucking
play for.
I know.
PFF has Quentin Johnson rated as like the third best player in this fucking draft. I might be missing something, but in the national championship game, he did nothing against a corner that they have rated as like the fifth best corner.
I mean, they had no time to throw the ball.
I mean, he wasn't open.
And he struggles getting off the ball.
I was going to say, Dalton Kincaid.
I'm just happy the Dolphins got the last piece to the puzzle and chosen Anderson.
Nice.
What a dog.
Speed.
He'll definitely.
Explosives.
Dalton
Kincaid. He has to be number zero. Is he the favorite? Has to be number zero.
Dalton Kincaid is the favorite to go tight end over Michael Mayer. He's -175.
Wow. He's way better than Michael Mayer.
I think people are going to fall in love with that Dalton Kincaid kid, so I would definitely take that right now. That's going to go
Could take a flyer on Darnell Washington. People do love fucking size.
Yeah.
Skronsky and Paris Johnson are the top tackles. They're both +110. I don't know who.
I lean Skronsky, but I don't know.
Will Anderson's -360 to be the first defense player.
Wow.
No. Here's first cornerback drafted. Devin Witherspoon from Illinois is -200. D-Butt, we did ask him. He likes Christian Gonzalez a little better than Devin Witherspoon.
Oh, so that's why Pac-Man's.
So Christian Gonzalez plays a little more. He has played a little more zone in his career. Mm-hmm. And then Devin Witherspoon has played more man. Pac-Man Jones has definitely played more man in his career.
He likes Devin Witherspoon.
He loves his man corners. So that I feel like there was a little bit of that. I think that they're both really neck and neck. The value is definitely on Gonzalez there.
Fucking Jack Campbell and Drew Sanders, both +125 for first linebacker. It's going to be Jack Campbell, I think.
I don't know, dude. That's Sanders.
I didn't think so. Yes, I know.
Sanders is a little faster and such a great tackle.
I know,
so
but his thing with but Jack Campbell's combine numbers were fucking the same as Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, but okay, so Sanders never mind, can play.
No, you're right, but as far as like 10-yard split and stuff like that. And Jack Campbell's fucking nose for the football.
Yeah. I do think – I get it's also probably the offenses they're playing, but Drew Sanders did look a little bit more Kuechly-esque in the highlight tapes that I watch.
Under 4.5 is the -140 for quarterbacks taken in the first round.
Under 4.5.
So
take that over right now.
I see, like –
quarterback?
I feel like –
Hendon Hooker will go in the first round.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like –
he will be the fifth quarterback taken. Take that right now.
I feel like quarterbacks are losing steam.
Yeah, I like the under 4.5.
No, that is all smoke, I feel like. There is no way these quarterbacks are losing steam. These quarterbacks are very good. People skipped on quarterbacks last year.
You want to save me the juice? Should we just have some fun? I'll take the over. I'll take the under. You take the over.
Bruce, this is illegal. What we're doing right here on camera is illegal. So no, we're not doing that.
No, it's not. There's a friendly wager.
Yeah, there's a carve out for that. It's illegal. It's actually a rule drafted for office fantasy football leagues.
Are we actually legally allowed to do that?
You're allowed to handshake friendly wagers below a certain amount of money.
All right. I would.
Don't be fucking marks. Dude, you guys, whatever you do is fine.
Read the law.
I'm going to read the
fuck. I'm going to put in two bets right now. Number of running backs drafted in round one. It's 1.5. Plus 350 is the over right now. I'm going to take a flyer. Bijan's going in round one.
People are saying that.
Jahmyr Gibbs may, maybe, I don't know. But 350 is worth a flyer for me.
People are saying Jahmyr Gibbs going to Georgia Tech was like some weird thing. When he went to Georgia Tech, he was the highest rated recruit. It was, I think there was a story of also like one of his good friends that was an amazing recruit was also going there with him. Tragically died, got shot, so he went to Georgia Tech, balled out, and then went to Alabama because he knew he could be a first round pick. I feel like he might be the dude. Like, he is, his highlights are fucking amazing.
And then total number of tight ends and drafted in round one, 2.5 is the number. Over is plus 198, so that would be Kincaid, Mayer, and Washington. Wow. It's possible.
I like this
team. Just leave one for the Dolphins in the second, please.
Okay.
This team to draft market's pretty sweet.
Yeah, there's a lot of good markets out there.
I like the Bengals 7-1 Jahmyr Gibbs. I like that a lot.
Oh, that is a good call.
Oh, that's nice. Passing game, just utility.
They don't have to pay. They might not have a running back, depending on what they do.
You don't have to pay them.
All right, we will break down that as we get closer to the draft, 10 days away. Definitely a lot more. I'm sure there's going to be a ton more movement, a ton more news coming out. We will be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.